USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks into the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, Russian ground forces haven't advanced as much as they expected. Ukrainian Parliament member Dmytro Girin appears on Fox News and explains why this may be.
They have really a lot of rockets, a lot of missiles, a lot of tanks, but their morale, their soldiers, it's a joke.
Russia is continuing to launch missile strikes, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will accomplish all of its plans. Delta Airline is raising ticket prices due to the price of oil. Delta saying the price of a seat on one of their planes will go up 5 to 10%. International flights will also soon include an additional fuel fee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A move by a Chinese aircraft carrier has put folks in Taiwan on high alert.
China sailed an aircraft carrier through the Taiwan Strait, closely followed by a U.S. destroyer, just hours before the Chinese and U.S. presidents were due to talk on Friday. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lijiang told reporters in Beijing, quote, "We should not associate this with the communication between the heads of state of China and the United States. You may think it is too sensitive. What is sensitive is you, not the Taiwan Strait," end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As gas prices remain high across the country, at least one state is seeing some relief. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan signed a measure that will suspend the state's gas tax for 30 days. It will save drivers 36 cents a gallon. The tax holiday takes effect immediately. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $4.27 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An all-Russian crew is heading to the ISS. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A trio of Russian cosmonauts launched to the International Space Station this morning. They lifted off aboard the Soyuz MS-21 spacecraft in Kazakhstan at about 11:55 a.m. Eastern Time. The crew's launch and trip to the space station, which should take just over 3 hours, will be streamed live on NASA's website. This will bring the station's crew count to 10. Typically, Soyuz launches include two cosmonauts and at least one NASA astronaut due to crew swap agreements between Russian space agency Roscosmos and other agencies.
Prosecutors in Nevada say a woman pleaded guilty after attempting to use Bitcoin to pay someone to kill her ex-husband. The Sacramento federal court said Thursday that 37-year-old Christy Falcons paid an online hitman $5,000 in Bitcoin. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the website turned out to be a scam. Still, Falcons could face 10 years in prison for a murder-for-hire count and a $250,000 fine. And finally, a young alligator is back in the wild after crashing a Florida swim team's practice. Student athletes at Monteverde Academy were about to start swimming laps when they spotted a 3-foot gator in the pool. Officers were able to safely catch the gator and release it into a lake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.